broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
But the bottom line is that he corroborates her claims.
9/11 families are still wounded. They're still bleeding.
Teach this kind of material to young children is beyond anything a godly Christian.
It's just scary. Definitely scary.
Are you gay?
I am a clown.
It was ugly.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, even through the looking glass, even extra-dimensionally, to find it. On our show tonight, we have Raj Fanin, and Raj Fanin joins us to talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. That's going to be a potentially, and it is an explosive topic, but I think it's potentially going, not be explosive, I think it's potentially going to get much bigger than it is right now. We also have Ted Bell joining us. Later on, Ted's of Beverly Hills, his regular featured sponsored segment, to talk about British Petroleum. And at least for this guy here, Phil Hendry, and maybe you agree, I don't know, that was pretty big news today. I was very heartened to hear that BP had successfully capped the well. I hope we haven't had any news since then that has been of a downer variety. But they capped the well, and that means the price of BP stock, guess what happened? It suddenly started going back up. Ted Bell joins us to talk about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com. If you head over to our website, you can watch a live streaming video of our show right now. Listen to live streaming audio of the show. And there hasn't been a radio show in the history of man on this planet where you need a backstage pass for more, where you should watch the video as well as listen to the audio of a show like ours. So, along with that, you get access to our comments section. You get guaranteed email response from me. You get access to hours and hours and hours and years and years and years of the greatest radio show in the history of man on this planet. And downloads each and every day of our show and new archive downloads too. PhilHendryShow.com. 877-876-PHIL. The story, dozens of opponents and some supporters of a mosque planned near Ground Zero attended a raucous hearing on Tuesday about whether the building where the Muslim place of worship would be created warrants designation as a city landmark and should be protected from development. Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Lazio, who has sought an investigation into the funding of the mosque, was among the witnesses who testified in support of giving the building a landmark status, which could complicate plans by Muslim groups to develop a community center and mosque there, after noting the Lower Manhattan building's history. Now, this is a building that would be torn down so that this mosque could be built. How do you keep the building from being torn down? You give it some kind of registration whereby it has protective, it is protected publicly, historic registration, landmark status, so forth. After noting the Lower Manhattan building's history and architectural significance, Lazio said it also warranted landmark designation because on September 11, 2001, it was struck by airplane debris from the terror attacks at the nearby World Trade Center. On the line from Los Angeles here tonight is Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin is a businessman originally from Alexandria, Egypt. He's been living here on the West Coast, has been back east, and talking to people about the plans to develop this mosque. And Raj, good evening. How are you?
Good, Phil. Thank you.
Now, you know how I feel about this, but I want to get your side, and I want it to be articulated clearly. I don't want it to be raucous. And I want you to have an opportunity to speak your mind in terms of representing people who are in favor of this mosque. What is the overall argument? Those of you who support a mosque at Ground Zero, what is your argument? What is your rationale?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful that you asked me this question because I don't think we have been asked this clearly. I think when people say that there's going to be a mosque at Ground Zero in downtown, they don't want to hear what the reason is. They just say that we don't want it. You know,
right out of hand, they reject it.
Yes, straight out of hand, they reject it. They don't ask. And so I'm grateful to be able to answer this question. For over 100 years, in New York, in the Hudson River on the approach, the water approach to New York has been this Statue of Liberty, and this is a symbol of America to many millions of people. But the two Muslim people, while the philosophy of the Statue of Liberty is one that we embrace, and is one that we take to our hearts, the Statue of Liberty is not a Muslim symbol because it is on a level offensive to a Muslim. And please let me explain this to you.
All right, you're saying the Statue of Liberty is offensive to a Muslim.
Yes, but let me explain to you, Phil, so you know that I don't mean the spirit of this statue is offensive. I mean that the form of this. Now, because of this, we do not have a statue or a symbol of America to look at and to say, this is now my country. I don't have this symbol. Everybody looks at the Statue of Liberty, and they say that this is my Statue of Liberty. But the Muslim, I cannot say. What do I look for in come to New York, or if I'm in the city of New York? What do I look for to say it is my symbol of coming to this country of America, and this mosque can be this a symbol for a Muslim? But we can't have the Statue of Liberty because it's not a symbol that a Muslim can recognize as the one that he takes into his heart and to say that this is, you know, my country.
Now, why do you say that the Statue of Liberty is not something that a Muslim can use as a symbol of America? So you made a very good point.
Well, if I could point out to you a couple of things.
Well, you made a good point when you said that the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of America. To me, the Statue of Liberty has always meant the uniqueness of a free country in the 19th century when the world was caught up with monarchs and emperors and kings, and here was this beautiful republic across the ocean with the Statue of Liberty saying, this is where people are free. And since that time, it has meant a lot of things about freedom. But what? So I think that applies to everybody, doesn't it?
No, but the concept of freedom is universal. There's no question. But the Statue of Liberty in Hudson, when if I'm a Muslim and I come to this country the first time in my life, and I look and I see this bastard put this statue.
Could you not use the word bastard, if you don't mind?
No, it's okay. It's not a meant offensive, you know.
It's, well, what do you mean by it?
It's in Middle East, you say bastard, man, is the same thing. It's the same thing. But the point I make is when this bastard, you know, put the Statue of Liberty in the middle, he was not thinking of the Muslim people. And so we came to America and we saw a symbol, but it was painful. If I came in a ship and I look and they said, look what the bastard put, and I look and I have pain, and all the other immigrants, they are happy.
And all right, what is painful about seeing the Statue of Liberty for a Muslim?
Because in my religion, the female is not the preeminent. And the Statue of Liberty is female. I want to say this. We respect and we love the female. We know the woman is the mother of all of life. And we respect and we love our mothers, our sister, our wives. But women are not a part of this learned imam class. And when you put the Statue of Liberty and the woman is standing in the place of the imam,
Well, that's not an imam. That is the Lady Liberty, you know.
But in my culture, that's the same. You know, I look, I say, well, there's the leader. The spiritual leader is the imam, and look, it's a woman. No. It's no, it can't be. And she's there with a torch, and it's a woman saying to me, welcome to a country now where I don't care what you think or how you feel. I'm a woman, and you know, what's this? My son thought that. I'm a woman hearing me roar, you know.
Is that your son? That's your son Todd, right?
Yes, he's Todd, yeah.
He speaks Arabic, doesn't he?
He speaks Arabic at home, yeah.
I'm a woman, and so you're offended by it. Not I'm a woman, but...
Well, you're not a woman, Phil.
No, I know that. But when you say you see the Statue of Liberty in the harbor, it's a woman and you're offended.
No, it's not that I'm offended. I'm not welcome. I don't feel like I'm welcome. I can't look and say, ah, look, there is a woman. There's no veil that she wears. She is uncovered. The robe that she wears is contoured so that a woman, you can see her shape and her hair. And so she looks down on me, a Muslim, to say, I am now in a place where you used to be. Now you come to this country. I'm a woman. And that's how it's, and I'm going to be here. And you have on it, you know, and so we don't have the symbol. That's why we want the mosque, you know.
Well, all right, so you need a mosque as your symbol, as the Muslim symbol of welcome to America.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And let me ask you something, just to sound like a stupid question, but we know that for, you know, many years, people came to our country and they saw the Statue of Liberty there in the harbor. How well are you going to be able to see a mosque, you know, from a ship?
Well, I don't know how many immigrants come to this country by way of their boat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But if they do, I think binocular to give, make sure that even at the cruise or the ferry boat, to make sure you have the binocular for a Muslim. But I it's difficult for me to say this, but for a Muslim, to have a woman is the Statue of Liberty. You might as well have, it's my religion, you might as well have a dog. A dog, you know, it's ridiculous, you know.
A dog? Are you telling me that that's offensive?
It's not offensive, but it's like, for if I was to say to you, this is a dog. You must take your direction from a dog. It's stupid, but nonetheless, the dog is more valuable than you.
And so a woman is more valuable than you?
No, it's not the same thing, but I have no meaning now as a man.
All right, hold on, please, Mr. Raj Faneen. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the, in fact, when we get back, we have some audio. We're talking about the Ground Zero Mosque that is being proposed in New York City. And Mr. Faneen is talking about the fact that he feels they need it. The Muslim people need it as their own Statue of Liberty, since the actual Statue of Liberty is a female. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll come back with your calls for Raj Faneen. We're going to ask some more questions about this religious and cultural difference that the Statue of Liberty, being a female, and a female with the hair exposed and the face exposed and the clothing clinging to the contours of the body, may be offensive to Muslims, and so they need their own Statue of Liberty, their own symbol of America, which would be this new mosque. Downtown. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Raj Faneen and more on the mosque at Ground Zero here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You got it wrong. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Phil Henry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Raj Faneen joining us as we talk about the mosque near Ground Zero. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, as fate would have it, is on New York City, WWRL 1600 AM, our New York affiliate, and in Hopeville, Virginia, WHAP at 1340 AM. Two great stations on our Phil Hendry Radio Network. Mr. Fineen, I wanted to ask you a question, and I don't want to preempt anybody that we've got some people holding to talk to you, but, you know, in America, in the United States, perhaps it's unlike any other country in the world, you are an American first before you're anything else.
I don't know.
Well, hold on for a minute. It doesn't mean that you give up your religion. We don't ask people to do that, but we do recognize the preeminence of our law first before any other, and that's why maybe in our country people assimilate better, perhaps.
I don't mean to interrupt, but in England, in Great Britain, they have more mosques per capita in America.
But in Great Britain, they have a hard time with assimilation. People don't join the society and the culture in Britain like they do in America. What you're asking for is a change in our cultural attitude to adapt to Muslims to the extent that we're building separate facilities.
But you had the drinking fountain for a black man, didn't you? When you want to exclude, you put a separate facility, don't you? But if to include, you don't put a separate facility.
No, but to include means you use the same facility. You're absolutely right. The opposite of that, separate facility, means segregation, which we stand against, which we work against. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm grateful for anybody that wants to come to this country and do it about the right manner. But the whole point is we've created our country and we've put it in a manner that it's working. And if anybody decides to come here from another country, obviously they see something about our country that they want. So they need to accept our country for the way it is and be grateful that we're opening our doors and say, hey, yes, you can come in, but this is how we want to live. Now, certain things can be changed, but the base of the United States of America doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be altered by anybody coming in saying, I'm going to come there only if you do this, this, or this. Well, I'm sorry.
But I don't want to. I don't want to change. I don't want to change. I just said that you can have your Statue of Liberty and we get to, we have a mosque.
Well, no, what do you mean you and we? That's what we're saying. You are now, this is America.
It's us. As a society, as a nation, we now, when you move here and you become a United States citizen, you need to accept and embrace the lifestyle that we have. And that's fine. I understand you having certain desires. But here's the thing. Let me say one more thing right quick, and I know you got other callers. The Statue of Liberty is not a representation of womanhood or femalism. It is a representation of a mother. It's saying that, hey, come to our country, and this is what we've got. But like a mother, we will nurture you. We will take care of you. We will give you opportunities.
If a woman,
you're a child.
The woman in Muslim society must be...
Hold on a second. You're talking about a woman, and you're talking about after you've been raised beyond, you know, childhood and adolescence. When you were a child and you couldn't speak, you had no idea about what a man and a woman was. But what you knew was is that there was a mother there that was taking care of you. She was feeding you. She was... You know, and that's what we're
But
saying.
I knew that I knew I didn't want to be around it. I wanted to be with a man, you know.
What, when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did we lose the caller? We did. All right. Chris?
God, well, thank you very much.
Oh, go ahead. No, that's fine, sir. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. What do you mean you knew you didn't want to be around her?
When I was a little boy, there's a song, American song. I like this American song. When I was a little bit of baby... When I was a little bitty baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle in them old cotton field back home, you know. And I thought that's racist, you know. So I reject that, and I come to America, and I see the Statue of Liberty. It exposes a woman's breasts.
No, sir, it does not expose her breasts. The Statue of Liberty is it's a beautifully stylized statue of a woman, but there's nothing obscene about it. Here's Kelsey on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Raj Fineen.
Hi. How would you feel if I put a Catholic church there?
Are you asking
Hello?
Me, ma'am?
No, she's asking. Are you asking me the question or the host?
I'm asking you the question.
A Catholic church?
Yes.
How would I feel if you put a Catholic church?
Yes, you want a mosque.
It would mean I would not have a symbol for me to say, I have come to America, land of the free.
That's what I'm saying. How does Hamas say that? This America's not full of Muslims and Catholics. We're full of a ton of people. So therefore, putting one religion at the forefront. I'm sorry, go.
You know what? I tell you what, Kelsey, you hang on the line here for a second. Or is it Chelsea? Is it Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Hold on the line for just a minute. You too, Mr. Finneen. We'll be back, and I'd appreciate if you're not belching into the phone.
I'm sorry. We had the pickled lime.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know what it's called by Catholic Church.
Phil Hendry.
Wow.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Back with Raj Finneen as we talk about the mosque at Ground Zero and this notion that for Muslim people, the Statue of Liberty is not an appropriate welcoming symbol to the country. You need the mosque, Raj, what you're saying.
This is true. My son put this list of the thing of the Statue of Liberty that are offensive to Muslims. Her face, of course, is unveiled. Her arm is open and exposed. Her body is the contours of her body you can see. Also, she stands in a seductive way. And in other words, she is offensive to me and to the Muslim man because she stands as if to say, you know, I am this slut. That I'm going to...
Excuse me, sir, you're talking about our Statue of Liberty, okay?
Oh, my God, it's an inanimate object. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. For some reason, calling the Statue of Liberty a slut bothers me.
It's not a woman. I'm not doing it. My son, it's not even a real woman.
It is a symbol of my country. It's like calling the flag a rag. I don't know. Okay?
But
so you're telling me that the Statue of Liberty to a Muslim looks like this big, tall... loose woman?
Loose, yes. Not the spiritual. And so the mosque is the spiritual, you know. You know that the Statue of Liberty was first pitched to Egypt when the Suez Canal was to open. They were going to put a veil on this. And if they put a veil on this, this would be a good day for Muslim America.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get back here to Kelsey, who was hanging on very patiently. We had to break in Boston. Go ahead, Kelsey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Finneen.
Hi, Rashim.
Yes, hello.
Okay. Now, as I was saying before, America is about freedom of religion. So if I see a mosque, I have no feeling towards it. But if I see a Catholic church, that's my religion. I have a feeling towards it. The Statue of Liberty represents all of America. A mosque will not. A mosque will just represent your religion, the Muslim religion, not
America. But it's like a Statue of Liberty, you know, because I see it, I go, yeah.
To you it
you
is.
Know, that's,
so therefore, we
right.
have to erect a religious monument for every single religion in America. Therefore, everybody has that feeling. A Statue of Liberty is neutral. Everybody has the feeling of, I'm in America. This is America. I am an American.
Well, you said you don't need a church. You said the Statue of Liberty is good for you. Okay.
The Statue of Liberty is good for everyone.
Well,
a mosque is good for just Muslims.
The Statue of Liberty doesn't work for me from a couple of standpoints. And I have to say something to the host right now, please.
Yeah?
I don't mean offense to this young lady. She is a good young lady. But for me to have to argue with a woman is, in my religion, like arguing with a dog.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
May I comment to that?
Yes, please do.
I am a woman. I made.
I know.
It's the hand that rocks the cradle. I made. We make men. We make women. We are equals in America. If you are in America, you see a woman as your equal, not a superior.
That's our country, Raj. You understand?
No, I know. I'm not. I've lived in America for many years. I understand. I just think for me, you make me argue with a. And she's not a dog. I'm saying it's like having to argue with dog.
So in other words, anything this lady has to say...
It's like hearing just barking. I'm sorry. Of She's laughing. She understands. You understand?
I'm not laughing. I don't understand. You're saying that I'm an animal, and I'm not an animal.
No. I'm not saying. I'm listening to you on the phone. It's like, back. You know, it's just a dog.
In my country, Raj, that's an offensive thing. Let me tell you a little bit about my country, okay? You've been telling me all about you. In my country, calling a woman a dog is an offensive thing. In my country, saying that the Statue of Liberty looks like a slut is an offensive thing. In my country, saying you got to have a mosque because the Statue of Liberty ain't good enough, that's offensive.
I know, because America, everybody offended. All the time.
No, you're offended, man. You're the cat that's always offended. You don't like the Statue of Liberty. You don't like a woman talking to you because you're arguing with a dog.
I did not say a dog. I said it's like arguing with a dog. And the lady agrees with me, right? Miss, I thought she did. Is the lady there or no, she's not?
No, she hung up. I wouldn't have... Are you there, Kelsey?
Yeah.
All right, but listen, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
So you hung up on here... She agreed with me that, yes, she understood that she was a dog. And
no, she did not. No, she didn't. She was saying that...
Well, she said they hand walk the walk of something, you know. Yes, that's what she said, they hand walk.
The hand walk?
Yeah. The cradle. She said they hand walk the cradle.
The hand that rocks the cradle. What do you mean walk?
No, she said walk. As sure as God made green apples.
No, the hand that rocks the cradle. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi. Is this man's name Raj?
My name is Raj Fanin. And
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's good to speak with you.
How are you?
We didn't build a monument for any other culture. Why is it that you think that we have to build a monument for Muslims?
It's a good question.
You're not different than any other...
Five times a day I must kneel to Mecca to pray. So that means I need to have those periods in my work. I must wash my feet. So I have to have those basics.
Wait. So this, what are you saying, Raj?
Look, I got some things I have to... For me to live here, there's some stuff I got to have.
So you got to have a basin to wash your feet in, time off to pray five times a day.
Yeah, and I need to have the call to prayer.
So you need to have a tower announcing the call to prayer.
Oh, look at you. You're pretty... you're up on it, huh?
A little bit. And then what else? You need to have a veil over the Statue of Liberty?
No, I did not say... We need to have our own Statue of Liberty, which would be a mosque. See, for Muslim, religion is nation, and it is family, it is brotherhood. But the Statue of Liberty, I look at that and I go, man, that's nowhere. That's what I mean.
Okay, Barbara?
What did he say?
What did you say, Raj?
What did I say?
I can't understand.
I don't stutter.
What do you mean you don't stutter? The lady could not...
All right, I'll repeat. I said, the Statue of Liberty is... I don't feel good when I see it, you know? I look at that and I go, boy.
But you're in America. You're not in any Muslim country. And,
you're right.
You
but
have
in
to
America,
get used,
don't we have freedom
you
to
have
not
to
be...
Get used, you must get used to it. It's America.
Don't you have freedom not to be pissed off in America?
No, we do not have freedom not to be pissed off. What is that?
What I meant was not to offend.
No, there's no freedom not to be offended either.
The hell there isn't. Don't you?
No, there's no freedom not to be offended in America. Where'd you get that?
Let me ask this lady. If I say to you that I argue with you, Barbara, and for me to argue with woman is like to argue with a dog, you're offended, right?
No, I'm not offended, but I have to say this, that,
there you go. See?
That the Muslims killed our people at Ground Zero, and there should be no mosque in Ground Zero or any other place.
Know.
You have to get used to the American way of life. That's just it. You have
I'm not
to
convinced.
Get used to it.
All right. Barbara, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand the purpose of mocking that lady. I think you're making your argument. You're going to have to live or die on your argument.
The lady obviously was not there. I think she might have had some mental retardation. I don't know.
No, she did not. She couldn't hear you. Okay.
Well.
And what are the stuff, you know, I don't buy it, this and that.
She's saying too many things. In America, you can't offend me. It's racism to offend me because I want a woman to cover her face, you know.
No, the other way around, man. In America, it is considered sexist to want to cover a woman's face. In America, it's considered theocratic to have a religious symbol be also the symbol of our culture, the symbol of our grand democracy. That's what it's considered to be. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kate on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kate. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Yeah, I have a few things to tell Raj. One is that you, Raj, listen to me.
Yes, you, my son wanted me to.
Yeah, whatever.
My son needed me for a moment.
You don't have any rights in America for pushing your religion on anybody else. You can have whatever religion you want, but you're not going to push anything on me.
I'm not trying to push my religion on
you.
Yes,
you are, because you don't want the Statue of Liberty. Something has been in this country for 100 years, you know, that we all respect, you know, we call her Lady Liberty, because that's the American thing. You want to be in America, you need to be American. You can have your Muslim religion, but you're not going to push it on everybody else. And besides this Ground Zero thing, you think that anybody in this country wants people who brought down our towers, who profess themselves to be radical Muslims, are going to stand for a Muslim mosque at Ground Zero?
My son wanted to know when the dog is going to stop barking.
All right, hold on for a minute. I don't want to hear that dog barking thing again, okay?
Well, that was good.
And that's your son, too.
No,
why don't you teach your son some respect?
Barking.
Teach your son a little bit of respect.
It was my son who said, when's the dog going to stop barking? I told him not to do that.
You know, your son is being taught this stuff by you, Mr. Fanin.
I want to address this lady point by point. Number one, I don't want her to become Muslim. I want simply to not go into New York Harbor and see this woman with no
bed. I have been there.
I want to have a mosque so I can say, America, my home.
And the Statue of Liberty is not good enough because she's not wearing a veil.
It's a woman. And in my religion...
don't care if you're offended. That's too bad for you. You want things to be Muslim, you need to go home.
You might as well have a model from Swank magazine sitting out there, bro.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
If you want things to be Muslim where everybody, you know, is acting all Muslim and everybody is having to follow, you know, these Muslim rules, well, then you need to go home.
Oh, my God. You didn't hear one thing I said. Oh, my God. I never said you have to be Muslim. I said, when these bastards put this Statue of Liberty, all I said was...
Would you not say bastard, please?
All right. But I didn't say this lady has to be a Muslim. I said, do you mind if we have our own symbol that we, when we come into the harbor, we go, hey, there it is. Yeah. And we know we're at home.
So everybody else is looking at the Statue of Liberty, but you're looking at a mosque.
Yes. God, how many different times you want me to say?
But you don't hear us. We're saying, no, man, we are not building some separate symbol of America for you so that you can have this sort of separatist, religious, theocratic view of America. That's America right there, that Statue of Liberty, okay? Your mosque, man, ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, but so what you're saying is that when I come to America to see a dog saying, hello, welcome to America, that's okay.
She's not a dog, and if that's what you think, you need to stay home. You need
and
to go back to your country.
You know, and then on the phone, I got bark, bark. And
you're going to have to get over that, man. You're going to have to get over that, okay?
Well, you keep forcing me into arguing with this lady.
And there's going to be women calling the show.
Man.
All right, listen, thank you very much, Kate. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Raj Fanin joining us from Los Angeles to talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. And as far as he's concerned, as a Muslim, he needs the mosque because that is a symbol of America for Muslims. and the rest of us can have the Statue of Liberty. It's a woman, and that's, I'll say it. He said that's like having a dog laying there holding a torch. 877, how that's done, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. And Mr. Raj Faneen joining us on the mosque in New York. You saying the mosque is a symbol of Muslims. It's something Muslims can look at and say, ah, I'm home in America, or I'm back in America, or welcome to America, and that the Statue of Liberty is a female and is therefore offensive. How many people, how many Muslim people or people of Mideast cultural descent or origin, how many people feel the way you do?
Well, how many people feel the way I do? Look, if you look in New York, look at what these bastards are doing now in New York. There is a lot of controversy because Muslim people want to have the mosque. And the people down in New York, you know, these people, it's the neighborhood being, pain in the neck, you know, about this.
And pain in the neck? You know, that's their neighborhood.
Yeah, they said the same thing about this World Trade Center when they first put the World Trade Center. Oh, it's my neighborhood, you know. Don't put the World Trade Center. You know what? They got used to it.
877-876-PHIL, returning here with Raj Faneen on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Valerie in Palmer, Alaska. Valerie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. I assume that you came to this country because of the freedoms we have. That means you came over here to respect this country, to respect the women of this country, to respect our symbols. And if you can't do that, if all of that is offensive to you, then leave. It's simple. Then leave.
What is that?
Hold it, Todd. Don't do that.
What is that?
He's my son.
I'm moving.
He was barking.
Yeah, I heard him barking. If I hear that again, I'm going to hang up on you.
If you can't respect the women of this country, the way we dress, the way we look, the way we talk, then you do not belong in this country. You do not belong here.
I respect women. My mother, I love. I love my
only,
wife.
Only if she's covered from head to toe.
God, shut your mouth. Not you, my son. He is being
rude. Well, then take him away from the phone.
Get your son out of the room, okay?
If he can't respect you enough to stop making noises while you're talking to me, then he should not be here. You should not be in this country.
Todd, I can't send you. Say my son does not belong in this country. I can't send my son away.
Why
is that
not?
What you say?
To send him to another room.
He is an eight-year-old boy.
Him.
Yeah, get him out of the room. Raj. Okay, hold on for just a second, Valerie. Raj, get him out of the room.
But Todd said he was not to be. He was doing Dino the Dinosaur on the Flintstone.
He was doing what?
He said he was doing Dino.
I don't care. He's barking. You said that that's like talking to a dog, talking to a woman. So I don't want to hear the barking.
I will say that I came to this country, Valerie, to enjoy what you say. But when I first came here and I saw that, you know, the woman in the Hudson River, I remember I said to myself, oh, boy, we got a problem.
Well, then, the problem is yours. Leave. It's really simple. There's no questions. There's no discussion. If you don't like this country, you don't like our symbol,
I just
leave.
Heard that kid
it's
again.
It's so simple. Go home.
I love this country, but
Do you
I
love
have
this
to
country
look at that?
If we conform to your way of thinking.
That kid is barking on purpose.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Look, Valerie, I love America.
They love America for what America is. Love America for her symbols, for her Statue of Liberty, for the fact that we women can walk around with some freedoms in what we feel like wearing, and we can talk to men.
What?
What is that?
That's disrespect.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the Lassie theme. All right.
No, it is not.
Yes, it was the theme to Lassie. Now, you got my warning, Mr. Finine. You're talking to an American woman, and these are all my listeners, and you will not treat them as if they are trailing behind you in a burqa.
No, I'm not to do that. I did not say put a burqa on the Statue of Liberty. If I was this man you say that I am, I'd say put a burqa on the statue. I'm not say that. I'm saying
then
let
you.
Me have my most.
I she said, offends put a you, then go home. If she offends you, go home. If talking to a woman offends you, go home. There's,
it does
you know,
not
there's
offend
no
me.
Discussion
just,
here. If you don't like
religion,
this country, go home.
For more than 2 minutes to a woman, it is considered to be you are an object of ridicule because they say you have been talking to a dog for 2 minutes. And they laugh at you. That's all.
All right, hold on. Valerie, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The theme from Lassie, huh?
I didn't know that that's what that was.
You're, man, you lying to me?
No, I swear.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
9/11 families are still wounded.
Teach this kind of material to young children is beyond anything a godly Christian.
And even though in California it's a two-party state, you need both parties to...
I am gay.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, to find it. We're talking with Mr. Raj Finine. He is a businessman originally from Alexandria, Egypt. He is a resident of Southern California. We're discussing with him this hour, and have been discussing with him, the mosque at Ground Zero. Proposed mosque near the site of the World Trade Center disaster, the murder, the horror of that day, September the 11th, 2001. And I want to give people just a little where I stand. Some people, where do you stand, Phil? I'm opposed to it. I believe that the individuals that perpetrated the acts on September the 11th, I understand that they were vocally Muslim people. They were very vocal in their expression that this was an act endorsed by their religious sensibility, their spiritual leaders. They cloaked it. They cloaked it in religion. Now, having said that, I understand that people who are law-abiding, decent American Muslims would want to say, good Lord, we don't want to be identified with that. We don't want to be identified with that. We want people to know that we're Americans, we're patriots, and we want them to know more about our religion, and we want to bless this place. We want to bless this hallowed ground with a mosque. I understand that, too. And I would almost be willing to back them up were it not for the fact that I'm a little disquieted by this. If you say to somebody, I want to help you heal, I am not like those people that committed that horrible act. I'm gonna help, and we want to put a mosque here. And though the people respond by saying that's gonna hurt even worse, then you should have the good grace and the common courtesy to say, okay, I'll back off. We'll back off till such time as perhaps the environment is better. But they don't. They push it, and that indicates to me that their motives are not exactly the highest of high-minded motives, that there might be aggression to this stand. Like there's I don't know. It doesn't feel right. 877-876-PHIL, our website, philhenryshow.com. Go on over there right now. Get yourself a backstage pass and take a look at the live streaming video and listen to the live streaming audio of our show. You don't even have a clue as to how to enjoy our show unless you have the BSP and watch our live streaming video. All right. Raj, what do you think? Raj Fadin joining us. What's wrong with what I just said?
Well, what is wrong with what you just said? What's wrong with what I said?
No, but please, do me the, just if, indulge me. What I said was, if you really do care about what happened on 9/11 and you understand that people are hurt, then why not back off and wait for a better time?
There's no time late. There's an old saying that in America, you are the people that came up with this saying, no time like the present.
And well, what does that mean?
What it means is that you might as well get moving and get... you know this movie, let me ask my son, Phil, please. I get up and I'll pick it up, please.
I'm a movie.
Shawshank Redemption. He says, you best get on living or best get on dying. I think you should get on living. If we put this mosque there and we say, now the Muslim people can have a symbol to come to America and say, this is America, the mosque. And I feel reassured because I see my, yes, I do. I see my woman there in a burqa. And I know, you know, like you do in a basketball game, you'll say, yes. You know, if I see my wife in this burqa, you know, Todd's mother, I say, yes, you know, now I'm home. But if I don't and all I see is this statue, so-called of liberty, with the arms exposed, with the face exposed, with the contour of the body, you can see the hip and the butt and the breast, you know. And
boy, you know, I was looking at a picture of Statue of Liberty. It's hard for me to make out any kind of a contour on that form, that statue.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Mr. Anthony, but I don't think you're being entirely honest about that.
I'm being entirely honest. I looked at a picture of the Statue of Liberty. She wears a multi-layered toga. The only thing exposed...
And the feet are exposed.
Well, the only thing besides her feet is her arm and her face.
This needs to be covered. If you can't cover it, then you must let me have my mosque so that I, too, can come home on a ship and stand at the railing and say, there is America. And if they have binoculars, you know, to rent... So I can look, because I have to shield my eye from the woman. The woman is an object of temptation in my culture. And for me to be welcomed into America by a dog, boy, oh boy. It's good, says, man, you ask a lot of a man when you make him change his beer, you know. But he's talking about that movie.
Yeah, I know. Do the right thing. You're saying I'm asking a lot of a man to ask him to see the Statue of Liberty and feel good? Good Lord. I think you're the first guy I ever in my life talked to who said when he sees the Statue of Liberty, he feels bad. Do you love this country?
I love America. I love America.
You love America?
I love it. Yes.
And yet the very symbol that so many of us can agree on, my God, we disagree about a lot of things. We even disagree about the flag. But there's one thing that we all agree on. Lady Liberty, man, you know.
I don't like Americans, but I love America. And let me explain, please.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. I love America, but American is every day. Every day. Let me go to, what do you say? Yeah, Sunrise sandwich. Every day. Breakfast. Breakfast croissant, you know, every day, chicken, spicy chicken, every day, jumbo jack.
What are we doing now? We're listing fast food?
This is America. This is more than the Lady Liberty, more than Statue of Liberty, more than flag, more than president, more than the Mount Rushmore is the double sourdough, a double bacon western sourdough. Have you, the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life is to go there and get that. I can't think about it now. I want to be sick. And
so you don't like Americans because of the fast food that we eat? Is that it?
Because of this, it is slothful, you know. But when I say to you that I love America, yes, I love America.
And the reason why I love America is because in this country, I can say I must have a mask. I can't do it anymore without a mask. I've got to have a mask. And, yes, I want it near ground zero.
All right, let me ask you this. Why does this thing have to be near ground zero, which is rapidly taken on in the last 9 years? It has taken on the characteristics of hallowed ground in our country. It is sacred ground. Why?
Because we need foot traffic. If you're going to have Statue of Liberty, just like you have Statue of Liberty, you need foot traffic, you know.
And wait, the Statue of Liberty is out in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, but it gets foot traffic from the ferry boat that comes over. When the ferry boat comes by, lots of people on it, so there's foot traffic. We need to have a place where tourists go, where lots of people go. Battery Park, they don't have anything, and I spoke to my son. Besides the Statue of Liberty and the Battery Park, they don't have Jack S downtown. You know, you got to get something going on downtown.
So, Raj, your mosque, man, may be a symbol of freedom to you and other Muslims, but it ain't going to be no tourist attraction. I got news for you.
So you say, huh?
Well, what are we going to do, man? Go down there and do what? Am I supposed to go down there and stare at a mosque?
It's cool to look at a mosque. What do you mean? It's bitching. You know?
Oh, yeah, it's real bitching. What do I care? I don't give a damn. I don't care about churches. I don't go to a city to look at a church.
You said to me you'll go to St. Patrick.
I go to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. I'm a Catholic. A lot of stuff's happened there. Big wow. Other than that, I could care less. I lived my whole life in L.A., man. I ain't never been downtown to the cathedral downtown. I grew up in California, all these missions. You know the missions?
The what?
These California missions, I seen maybe one in my whole life. Nobody's going to go to a church. But people do like to go see historical monuments having to do with the country. Take a break right now. 877-876-PHIL. I feel almost as if I'm just, I'm losing my temper a little bit. We're talking with Mr. Raj Faneen here. And when I hear a guy say that the Statue of Liberty is not a very good symbol for Muslims because she looks like a slut standing out there with the torch, or you might as well have a dog. And we'd rather have a mosque or put a veil over the Statue of Liberty's face. It bothers me a lot. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
What did you say? You got to say that. My Phil Hendry Show here. My guest, Raj Faneen, 877-876-PHIL. You just said to me off the air, Mr. Faneen, that in a way, it was good what happened to the World Trade Center.
No, sir, I did not say that.
Yeah, well, did you not say to me that because the World Trade Center got knocked down, a lot of tourists go down there?
No, sir, I did not say this. This is a slander that you say. It's a slander that you say. My son is upset with the thing that you say.
Are you telling me that you did not say...
I did not use the word good. I said it was a fortuitous, which is a word that means fortune. Fortune can be good, fortune can be bad. But it is by way of fortune and the faith that this World Trade Center was knocked down. The people come there. So there is a foot traffic and the real opportunity for the mosque and associated business, food concession, souvenir stand.
Whoa, hold the phone here, man. You know, you are going way over food concession and souvenir stands. That's what you see.
There's real money to be made. Mr. Hendry, you know...
Real money to be made. Sir, we have We have laws, we have zoning laws in our country that avoid, that keeps away from places that are beautiful or pristine or historic or in other ways people value, that keep away from them concessionaires, the selling of balloons, the selling of popcorn, and stuff like that. And that's, if I see that around the World Trade Center, I'm going to come unglued. Maybe I'll be the only one. All right.
No, look, we're in the middle of a recession, Mr. Henry. You have to get real. You are way off the, Todd says, get with it.
You know, I'm tired of hearing what Todd's telling me.
There's real money to be made. I'm not saying open up a wimpy bag air or the Jack in the Box. Although Americans are so in love with Jack in the Box, I could put Jack in the Box near a World Trade Center American would love. That's what I think. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here, starting the hour. John, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Raj Fadin. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, how you doing, my friend?
I'm a little angry.
Well,
I'm angry, too, because...
You got no right to be angry. Why? Because you can't have a Jack in the Box down to the World Trade Center?
Well, Phil, what I would like to tell you is that I'm out of the 7-9 out of Brooklyn North, and I responded to the towers, and I carry a piece of glass in my pocket every day when I work. I'm also a veteran of OEF and OIF, where I went to Afghanistan after 9/11, and I went to Iraq after I left Afghanistan.
And hold on for a minute.
The question I don't want to
hear. Hold on for just a second. I heard you belch, Mr. Fanine.
No, sir.
If I hear it again, you know what? I ain't going to hang up on you.
No, sir, I did not.
Go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, I responded to the towers. I dug for days, and I have a lot of personal loss and a lot of personal gain from the ability to be in the military and fight for this country. And I respect Lady Liberty and what she stands for, and what everyone fought for her. And I don't think Raj has a true appreciation for what that monument actually stands for. And the question that I have for Raj is, why do you feel that the Muslims, the people that brought those towers down and killed 3,000-plus Americans, need a monument at the base of that building to honor your religion? What is your answer to that, sir? Why should the Muslims have a forum at the base of the World Trade Center?
Well, first of all, not all the Muslims agree with the World Trade Center, those people. Those people are criminal. And America Muslims are law-abiding American Muslims. That's number one, I wanted to say. And thank you for, you saved the lives of people.
It's like saying that right Japanese now, should have a monument at Pearl Harbor. What's wrong with you? If you love America
Muslim is not another country. Muslim is not another country. Muslim is a religion that they belong in America. Now,
that's right. But why would you think that the Americans would want a memorial at the base of the World Trade Center? What's wrong with you? There's mosques.
Here's my worry.
If
you look at the number of people that visit that site, you multiply that by... I did some research. Kentucky Fried Chicken, at the most visited place, to... All right, give or take...
What are you talking about, man? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I thought I told you. If you put small business in that area, next to the mosque, now you've got foot traffic. Now you bring in... what do you call it? Who's the gentleman?
John.
John, what do you like to eat?
I'm sorry, sir?
What do you like to eat? You like Kentucky Fried Chicken? You like the... What do you like?
I don't think it has anything to do with food.
No, but if you put a Wendy's there,
You're talking about putting in fast food stands. That's now your philosophy. Last hour, you were saying you needed a symbol for the Muslim people to come home to. You tell John that Islam is not a separate country, it's a religion, and yet you treat it like it's an entirely separate system. And now you're saying what?
I said last hour, what about Kentucky Fried Chicken? You didn't. I'm saying the foot traffic there alone, you can start 5-6 businesses. That's what I'm saying, John.
It's not about business at the base of the World Trade Center. It's about worship. It's about honoring the people that died there. And you don't understand that.
To take advantage
of it. You don't understand that. That's why you shouldn't even have a forum, Raj.
What
That's
if
why
I
you
gave
go
you
back
the
to
first,
where you came from?
What if I gave you the first checker stand there?
Look, you know something?
What if I gave you rights to the first KFC?
I fought and I dug, Raj, for American men
yes.
and women
yes.
that died in those
right.
towers. Raj, you no right. money, no monetary amount could amount to that. And that's what you don't understand.
It's a beautiful ballad to be made.
Oh, you know, if this is all about money to you, thank you very much, John, for your call, and thank you for your service to the country and your service to the community. If this is all about money to you...
You know, thank you for your service to the community, and I appreciate that. You know the service I can do for that? I said to that guy you could have the first Popeyes and...
It doesn't make any difference. That cat doesn't want the first Popeyes. He wants to tell you that he was there. You got to understand something, and this is what you don't get. The emotions are running real high around this thing. People are pissed off. People are ready to commit homicide. I'm telling you, you got to back off, man. It's a bad idea. The timing is bad.
Timing? Since when is Popeyes and you've had the spicy, right?
Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. Since when is Popeyes a bad idea, huh? By the way, Popeyes, no offense, you know, you're okay, but... 877-876-PHIL. Raj Fineen talking about all the foot traffic that the new mosque down near the World Trade Center would bring, and with it, plenty of new customers for a KFC, a Popeyes, or a Checkers. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, with me is Raj Fineen. And Mr. Fineen, hold on for just a second, everybody. I got to get that, bud?
What you got?
I got to turn the fan down, man. I mean, this is a fan that we bought for the studio. It's just a little tiny fan. But... Mr. Fineen, you there?
Yes.
All right. We continue talking with Raj Fineen about the mosque at Ground Zero. I think I've given you my feelings. We have a lot of people hanging on the line. Let's talk to them. But I will say to you, if you're telling me that the opportunity to make money with fast food at Ground Zero is one of the reasons why you should put a mosque there, then I just don't think there's any hope. I mean, you're putting money above the hallowed ground, a memorial piece of ground, that was made that way by people who have perverted your religion. I would think that you'd be equally angry.
Mr. I believe in my religion. The best way to get over this terrible thing in life is to get out and get your hands dirty and make something, create something, create some good out of the bad. I look at America. I come to America. My son goes to school in America, and what do I see? I see the American people they work, and every day they will go for their lunch. They go to get a BK fish, BK big fish. I don't know.
It doesn't matter what the name of the sandwich is, sir.
No, I want to be. It's a BK big fish, or they get the Wendy those square hamburgers. So if we can. Endorse the American spirit of the entrepreneur, as you say, you know, entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Then you know, I put a BK Big Fish.
A BK, a Burger King at Ground Zero is in bad taste, bad taste, bad taste, offensive. And you're going to put it next to your mosque, is that it?
No, you can put it in the mosque. It's part of a food court.
A food court in the mosque? Is that what you got?
Let me ask you something. What's your problem? You know,
no, I got no problem, man. I got no problem at all. Do you put a food court in your mosque? That's what I'm asking.
You've been to a food court, right?
Yeah, I've been to a food court.
In the mall?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do you put this, man? At the entrance to the mosque?
Put at the entrance. You put the... You do your prayers. You come out for a... You come out for a big fish.
Okay, I'm done with my prayers. I think I'll go out and get me a big fish. Is that it?
No, I'm not going to say I think I'll go get me a big fish. I'm saying it's not even about Muslim, it's about America.
877-876-PHIL. Let me take a phone call from Valera in Alameda, California.
Hi,
Valera,
Phil.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Phil. How are you this evening?
Hello. Good. Good.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that this is how I felt when I first heard him. He is here to exploit America and to make as much money as he can off of us. What he will do is when they do put the mosque there, if they're allowed to do it, which I hope they're not, they'll sit and put, he'll be a part of it, put all these fast food places around it so that he can make the money. That's the only thing that's good enough for him, is to make this money off of Americans. Now, a lot of people have said for him to go home. He needs to get out and go back to his country. And, oh, you also said that you've been drinking wine. You also said you've been drinking wine this evening, so you're a bit tipsy, so you're really kind of nutty.
No.
You are despicable. And let's say, there's another thing that Americans have a saying. The fault that you find in others is a fault in yourself, and you're calling women dogs. You are the despicable, ignorant dog, and you are raising despicable, ignorant children.
Tell your son to shut up.
You're the dog. No. And you are the freak to look at the Statue of Liberty and say, oh, her breasts are showing. You're a freak. You are a drunk freak tonight is what you are. Now, what do you want to say? Get out and go back to your country, because we don't need your kind here. And anybody that lives around you, they need to beware of you, because no telling what you might do. You don't have no business here.
I have not done anything to hurt anyone. I said to the man who had been the first responder, I said, thank you, and I wish that you get the franchise to the KFC. And
you thought that was a big thing to say to that guy?
What?
That man was a first responder.
Yes, and because he's a first responder, he gets dibs on the franchise.
Oh, my God, you're crazy. You are loony. Like I said, the fault you find in others is you are a despicable dog. You're ignorant. Get out. We don't need your kind here. Do you understand
that?
Like
fast food?
We don't need it.
Americans eat fast food.
What
all
does
you
it matter
do
what
slop
we
it
eat?
Up.
That's none of your business. It's none of your business what we eat. If you don't like America and the things that we do, we don't need you or your kind here. So in other words, when I say your kind, I'm saying the people that feel the way that you do.
Put a food court.
We don't.
A food court in the mosque.
You're drunk. You know what? You're drunk. You are drunk. Like you said, you had your wine and you're drunk.
Do you go to church? Do you go to church?
It has nothing to do with going to church. It has nothing
to
do with it. Bottom line. Bottom line. It has nothing to do with food courts and church. It has nothing to do with that. You are free and you don't need to be here. Anyone that thinks the way that
you
do and to raise children the way that
you
do. They need to get out. You need to be put out. Hey, Bart.
You tell that kid to shut the barking up?
No.
So who's the ignorant dog?
To say something. He's trying to say, my father has been forced to speak to...
Your father's ignorant and all the fathers before him that have taught you the way.
No.
It's the only thing America's good for you for is to rape us for our money and exploit us for money. That's the only reason why you're here. And then you bring your little bratty kid over here who's rude and barks in the phone.
Oh, please shut
He's
up.
No different than you. And that's how
please
you don't even respect
up.
Your own mother. Your mother's a dog.
Please
to you.
Shut up.
Make
please
me.
Shut
hey,
up.
I'm in Alameda.
Shut
you
up.
Come and you make me.
Shut up.
Because you know what? Because you can't handle it. Because you can't handle it. And I hope more callers call in and say, get out. And you hope do the neighbors know where you live?
No, she's not going to shut up.
Your neighbors, anyone who knows where he is, get a petition together and get him out of the United States.
Okay, so guess what? No, if I see your name on an application for a Wendy's, you don't get the franchise.
Oh, you're crazy. You're just, who wants it?
No, I'm not
crazy. It's about you.
All right, thank you.
No. Oh, it's about Jews? Your Jewish city's about Jews. You see, Mr. Henry.
All right, look, Laura, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking.
What was the lady's name?
What?
What was her name?
Valera.
Well, that's the most made-up horse dung name.
You know what? I'm going to drive to your house and kick your son's ass.
You're going to... What?
I'll come to your house and shut that kid up.
You know, this is what happens in a country when a guy has a good business idea and people wish that they had their business and they didn't think of it. I did. And now everybody wants a piece of Raj. Everyone wants a piece of Raj. You know, everyone wants a piece of Raj pie. But let me tell you something.
A piece of Raj pie.
Let me tell you something.
First of all, you're not using that phrase properly. That is in reference to women.
What? What do you mean by reference to women?
Raj pie. And secondly, man, your idea for a good business, you don't understand. There are places where we do not do business. I don't care if we're starving to death. We're not going to open up a chicken stand next to World Trade Center, even if it is in the food court of a mosque. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Danny in Louisville, listening on WLRS. Danny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the more I listen to the show, the madder I get. That is nothing but a slap in America. That is nothing but a slap in America's face to allow a mosque to go up at ground zero. I can't believe that America would stand for something like that, because these Muslims, I think they should just box all of them up, send a whole bunch back where they... I tell you, it's just...
You come from Kentucky, and you don't see the value of the the KFC? You don't.
What about it?
What about it? Let me tell you something, my friend. With the foot traffic alone...
Will you stop with the business side of this stuff?
He can't tell me anything. He is ignorant. He's a perfect example of Muslims. They shouldn't send them all right back.
I wouldn't put it that way, sir. I don't think we should be that broad brush about Muslims.
Oh, look at you all of a sudden being Mr. Egalitarian.
I never said that I think all Muslims are bad. I said that you, with your attitude, okay?
You think I'm stupid? Let me ask you a question. Who's this guy? What's your name? Danny?
Yeah.
Danny, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Who did this song? I am a man of constant sorrow.
I didn't call to talk about no song.
What the hell are you talking
about? I think it's a slap in our face. And they know what they're doing when they want to put a building up like that at ground zero. They know what they're doing. They're laughing at us. They're laughing right at us all the way.
Do you blame a man for trying to do business? You can't blame a man.
But can't I blame a man for not understanding that there's some places where you don't do business, that there's some places where you simply say, you know what, let's back off until the grieving is done. Let's back off until there's a better time to bring this up, as opposed to now where we have so many people suffering in so many different ways, still orphans. Do you understand that, Mr. Finneen? Children without fathers. Children without mothers. People that are, what is this?
Yeah, Todd found it.
Will you get out of here with that?
But I bet you he knew it.
Thank you very much, Danny. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking here with...
I've seen trouble all my
Okay,
day.
Could you turn that off, please?
Notice it.
Think it's pretty funny, huh?
What's funny? This is what I'm gonna put this in every one of our KFCs. So when you walk through the door, you know.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's The Phil Hendry Show.
In this world.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Why am I listening to this?
Because this is music that put this music in the fast food, you know. In the fast food restaurant, you know, Ground Zero.
Are you mocking this? So why would you put this music? Because this is American music. This is bluegrass. This is our roots music, right?
Yes, this is our roots and also, blues music, you know.
Do you like this music?
Say that again.
Do you like this music?
No, redneck noise to me, you know. I like Motown, you know. Now, this is a lot of redneck noise.
But you go ahead and you'll play. Turn that off, please. That's just offensive as hell. But you'll go ahead and put that in your restaurants because that's what those Americans like, huh?
Mr. Hendry, if I've said anything tonight to offend you or your audience, I apologize. But the mosque at Ground Zero must take place. We must have the mosque because then we can see a real growth spurt in the next fiscal quarter.
Do you currently own a fast food franchise?
Yes, I do.
Do you mind telling me which one?
I cannot tell you.
You won't tell me?
No, sir, I will not.
Well, you've been talking about when. Is it any of the big ones you...
It's not one that I've mentioned, no.
Well, you mentioned KFC a lot.
I don't own a KFC, no.
But you own a fast food franchise?
Yes, I do.
And that's why you were pushing to have a fast food franchise in the food court in a mosque at Ground Zero because there's real money to be made in the next fiscal quarter.
Couldn't put it better myself. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, that's disgusting to me. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Nashville. It is Everett. Go ahead, Everett. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon.
Raj?
Good afternoon. Hey,
bless you real good, my friend.
You know, the sun is not right now. It's not afternoon. It's nighttime.
Okay.
You know that?
Well, good morning to you, Raj. Here's the problem.
There you go.
I wish you the best, my friend, but here's the problem. First of all, I think that you have a disrespect for women. I think you have a disrespect for women. And saying that the Statue of Liberty is like talking to a dog. That's very disrespectful to a woman. And I must ask you.
Why do they have a dog?
I must ask
what
you
dog?
A question. You have an 8-year-old son, right?
What's that?
You said you have an 8-year-old son, right?
Yes, my son Todd, yeah. 8 going on 26, you know, he's this kid.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
So for you to have an 8-year-old son, you have to be with a woman. So why would a woman talking to a woman be like talking to a dog?
That's got nothing to do with making a kid. Wow.
It has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with it. You got to talk to a woman in order to be with a woman. So if you're going to be with a woman, then she's not a dog.
In my culture, it's not quite so complicated, you know.
In your culture?
It's disrespect. It's respect. The Quran, the Holy Quran does not teach you to disrespect a woman or disrespect
I don't disrespect a woman. We want the women to know their place, right? And first of all, the one thing you don't do is you don't stand there in the Hudson River lording it over everybody. Where'd that come from?
Okay. So what happened to liberty and freedom for all? Didn't you have to take the test to be legal in the United States?
I'm not a citizen of the United States.
Liberty and freedom for all.
Right. But I think that it would be...
Will you turn that hillbilly music off, please?
I just want to ask this guy, do you like this?
Turn it off.
Why would you disrespect me in the middle of my comments? I'm not disrespecting you.
No, you're right. I'm doing a marketing research. If you like that kind of music, if you go into a KFC and
you're not doing any marketing research about your KFC at Ground Zero.
My friend,
it's not gonna happen.
I don't mind. I don't even have a problem with a mosque being downtown New York. I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with, will you please stop that?
Stop the music.
What I have a problem with is that you disrespect Muslims across the United States and across the world.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious. You are going to be disrespectful. You present the wrong argument for any peaceful Muslim in America and across the world because you have
bad for the mosque, and you guys are sitting back letting me take all the heat while I go to bat for it.
No, I
this gentleman is
problem with it. I said I don't have a problem with it. I'm a black man in America. I cannot say every white man is against every black person because of slavery. So everybody is not against the mosque. What we are against is people like you that make sexist comments and make the comments saying that the mosque is a symbol that Muslims are free. That's not true.
What are you talking about? Are you saying
it's a place of worship,
I know,
my friend.
If you see a mosque, don't you feel good? If you see a mosque, don't you say, yeah, all right? And
if
don't
I
you
see
say
anything in America? Anything in America, there's a separation of state and church, according to the Constitution. You make it hard for people to agree because of your the way that you are presenting your argument. You should be a peaceful Muslim.
I said that if you want, I mentioned Popeye's fried chicken.
Every time you open your yap, Raj, now, in the last half hour, it's about Popeye's, KFC, Wendy's, making money, getting franchises. This whole thing has been your pitch to turn Ground Zero, which, as I said to you, is hallowed ground in this country, where not only Christians but Muslims died. You want to turn it into a free enterprise zone for fast food.
Well, I don't know. All of a sudden, I want to make a decent dollar, and all of a sudden, this guy, he's riding me, right? And here's a gentleman here. He's a black man in Tennessee, and he won't even stick up for me as a Muslim, see?
I agree with you. See, the problem is I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with free enterprise. I don't have a problem with you making money. What I do have a problem with is your disrespect for the true Muslim faith that says that Muslims are peaceful people
that
worship.
But I did say Mr. Hendry forced me to speak to women. Now, you know that that's like I have to speak dog talk.
No. That's not. I'm not going to let him go with that. And I appreciate your phone call as well, sir. I got to take a break here on the famous, the world famous, or the formerly famous, or whatever it was, Phil Hendry show.
What happened to the brother?
Forget about the brother, okay? Turn that off, too.
I can't make a decent dollar. Is that it?
Phil Hendry.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think Stephanie's comment about teabaggers, what are we, on the playground here?
Osama bin Laden out on the front porch.
That's who it is?
That's who it is.
It was ugly.
Nobody.
You blow it!
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night, truth is our bitch here. We'll go through the, we'll go right through the phone, through the looking glass, anything to find the truth, baby. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry show. This hour we'll be getting into the rest of the stuff. We got Mel Gibson, and he has gone, you know, he's gone, the cat's gone around the bend. We got some tape of this guy.
Pretty weird, man. Pretty weird.
I think he's threatening to burn a house down. But in the meantime, new segment on the Phil Hendry Show. It's our backstage pass shout out. That's right. Here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every now and again, maybe once a week, we'll do a shout out to all of our BSP people, backstage pass people. And you could be one too. Just go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com.
Here's a shout-out to some cat said, can I get a Biff Barlow American Top 60-style shout-out? And this is to Dan in Buffalo, who asks, please, good sweet Jesus, can we get the city of Buffalo a championship before I'm dead? Love you, Phil. Shout-out to your biggest fan in Fullerton, California, Rob Sheen. All right, Rob. Shout-out to Tim in North Pole, Alaska.
Get out of here, man.
Well, it doesn't mean it's the North Pole. It's North Pole, Alaska, okay?
Could have been the name of town, that man.
Yeah, because he said it's the North Pole.
He didn't say it's at the North Pole. It's the name of the town in Alaska. North Pole, Alaska, the furthest north Phil fan. Oh, and a shout-out for the IATSE guy. Oh, this is Rob again. All right, for all the stage guys working the IATSE stagehands, Union Local 504 in Orange County, California. I just about to do anything, says this guy, to hear a Vic Prell voice shout-out to Rick in Houston. All right, this is Vic Prell, and a little bit about it there to Rick in Houston and the Vic Prell shout-out.
That was a real guy.
That's not a real guy, no. By the way, this guy says his very favorite quote of all time, 3,000 people dead in the World Trade Center, and I'm the only guy digging through jars of analies, Dean Wheeler. Although that's been...
What the living hell?
That's been attributed to a few other people, too, besides Dean. All right, here is a shout-out. Shout-out for Paul in Palmdale, California, 10-year fan of the show, and I haven't listened to KFI since you left. Yeah. Shout-out to Dawn in Claremont, California, suburb of America's finest city, sunny San Diego. Shout-out to Andrew Wiley in Portland, Oregon. Love to be sued by Steve Bozell. Shout-out to Steve, the InfoPint Enstad in Los Gatos, California. Phil, as a child, my father used to give me shout-outs while he put cigarettes out on my back. Can you give me a less threatening hug-out? And I think that says Ross. You got it, Ross. Shout out, please, to Peter the Tax Dog Tarantino in Roswell, Georgia. Here's one, a shout out to Audrey Marks in I think it's called Avellaneda, and that's like in Argentina.
Where's that at?
In Argentina.
Yeah, but what is it?
That's a country, you ass.
It's a country, man. It's in South America. All right, Audrey. Shout out to Matt in Amsterdam, New York, upstate New York, 10-year listener and a freshman student in the Lloyd Bonafide School of Fighting Your Way Off of Hold. Awesome. Here's a shout out to Kevin in Monterey, California, a straight man and a straight teacher. Shout out to Chris and Kat Metcalf in Aliso Viejo, California. Shout out to Terry at Adult Swim in Atlanta, who even after 10 years of listenership still forgets that Bud isn't real.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, it's dumb. Here's a shout out to Pete with his muscled forearm resting on the car window in Anchorage. A well-muscled forearm. Debbie in Clearwater. Hey, Debbie. Shout out to Pauly in Pinellas Park, Florida. That ain't the same Paul. No, that ain't Pauly, my man, my log guy.
What do you mean your log guy?
The guy that does the show logs, Pauly, in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's Pauly in Pinellas Park, or wherever the hell it was. Pinellas Park, Florida, yeah. Shout out to Mike, your biggest fan in Salt Lake City. In Salt Lake City, Utah, yeah. Shout out to Jeffrey, a female listener from since 2003 in Oakland, California. Is that Jeffrey? Wow, I don't know, man. Maybe I got to get some glasses going on here. It's not me, Gary Dupree, but a shout out to Wayne, Nicole, and the crew at Eyes Mental Computer Works in Denver, Colorado. Shout out to Barbara in Covina, longtime fan of the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's a shout out to Devin in Charleston, South Carolina. Shout out to Sam in Seattle. Don't blow yourself up with that rocket, dumbass. And we got a few more minutes here. More shout outs coming up here. Shout out to Meg. I'm the one who edited your Wikipedia page today to show that you are indeed not dead as Lloyd. His character made me fall in love with the show. It's a shout-out to Meg. Thank you, Meg. What, did somebody say I was dead on Wikipedia?
I gotta go over and look at it, because they probably do. No, I was fooling around, man.
No wonder I don't trust you cats in Wikipedia.
Andy in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, the towns over, two towns over from Detroit. Shout out to Andy. Shout out to Carrie in Riverview, Florida, your biggest and longest fan, if you'll pardon the expression. Mason wading through the ever-deepening swamps of dumb that is Sonoma County, California. Shout out. Here's a shout out to Howie the Dalmatian for keeping the bears away while we were camping. Is that Johnny Bean? Oh, hey, Johnny. Shout-outs from Kyle and Ryan Moorhead in Missouri, BSP holders since 2003, 2000, or 2003, representing the, what the hell, man? Representing the Airs Can Delta team, whoop, whoop, and let me tell you what, you're the man. Shout-out to Fat Pride Steve in Cincinnati. Halloween 99 is our favorite show. Aha! Leave it to a freaking beaver. Love the show, Phil.
Leave it to a freaking beaver.
The shout-out to from Vernon would be great. He reminds us of our dad, and this is Kyle and Ryan Moorhead. I got to give you... get Vernon on the phone, will you, and we'll do a shout-out. Shout out to Chris in Texas. Can I get a Chris Norton shout out? To Sean in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a very sassy guy in New York City. I've been running my natural sleeping patterns to listen to this show from 1 to 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Yo, Phil, please give me a big shout out to J-Mac in Toronto. Big fan since the early 200s. Keep doing what you do. We got Vernon there?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, what do you want?
These two kids want a shout out, Ryan and Kyle.
Yeah, big. This is a Vernon Dozier shout out. Is that what they want?
Yeah.
Vernon Dozier shout out to Ryan and Kyle. And can I get back to my? I got a 19-year-old wife. And I'll...
Thank you. 87. I'm not going to give my phone number out. I don't want him calling back. Shout out to Sully in Seattle, who Seattle, Washington, who's digging the gold out of some Jap's teeth. Oh, God. A shout out to Jim Jimco, Steve Dale Baker, Joe Dean, James Randall, Toomey, Walter Bellhaven, and all the other three named sick bastards out there who make life interesting. Next, you buy your seafood. Ask when it was caught and what type of bait you used. Please vote for Herb Sewell for Congress. His campaign tagline is, "Would it kill you to vote for me?" Finally, I miss Rom. Shout out to all the Dotheads. Bring back Rom, all my love and all my air kisses. Dr. P. And then finally, here's some shout outs to the Martin family in Alexandria, Minnesota. Shout out to Andrew, show E, from a wannabe big city up north, Portland. Ben Sampson in Logan, Utah. Shout out to Richard Thomas, your number one fan. Shout out to Randy in Salt Lake City. Is that Randy Martin? Apparently your number two fan here since Mike, damn number one already, claimed number one already. And finally, how about a shout out to Rich in Woodland, Maine? I'm towards the bottom of the list here, so it's cool if you can't make it this far. I'll just have to check it sooner next time. All right, there you go. Shout-outs tonight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up this hour, we have Bud Dickman's News for Idiots. What is that?
That's a new thing. What do you mean? It's not called News for Idiots.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was David Hall's idea. Anyway.
Well, what does that mean?
You're going to have to call him. That's coming up here on the... World famous Phil Hendry Show. And as we mentioned, we got more Mel Gibson sickness ahead. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
David G. Hall, and then we got some stories. Yeah, David.
I don't know if he's there. We're on the air, right?
We're on the air, yeah.
I didn't want to talk about this on the air.
I told you I was coming out of a break.
Don't call it the news, and I say good evening, everybody that's listening. I'm sorry that I'm on. Don't call it news for idiots, all right?
What did he talk about?
He's right here, David.
Are you there, bud?
Yeah.
It's not called News for Idiots. It's news that you... It's the Bud... It's Bud News.
Well, yeah, because Henry said idiots.
Well, Henry's not allowed to say that.
Whoa. Hold the phone here. Since when are you calling me Henry?
Don't worry about it, Phil.
certificate.
No. You don't call me Hendry, you understand?
Well, Mr. Hall said it's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
He doesn't call me Hendry. And frankly, I don't like it when you call me Hendry.
All right, can I ask you something?
I want to get something clear. Are you okay with the news? He said it was supposed to be news for idiots.
Mr. Hall says your idea.
That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it your idea to say that it was news for idiots?
No, it wasn't. It was my idea to have Bud read the news, and then you said, yeah, news for idiots.
I believe Mr. Hall.
Yeah.
Why can't he believe me?
Because he's a butt kisser. That's why. Take off, Bud. I'm talking to David.
What are you going to call it?
We'll call it Bud News, whatever.
You know what you can see out of the room?
Yeah.
Call it Bud News.
You know something? You tell me that stuff, I say it, then he thinks I think of it, okay?
We need Bud News.
Get out of here.
All right, look. I've been hearing some talk, and I wanted to get something straight with you. Are you on the air talking about how crappy your equipment is?
Am I on the air talking about how crappy my... No, I'm not on the air. During the pre-feed, maybe. I'm talking to my subscribers on the pre-feed. I'm talking to the BSP people in the pre-show, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's being on the air, isn't it? You're talking about how crappy your equipment is.
I didn't say how crappy... Let me explain something to you, David. When I've got buzzing, humming noises coming out of a broadcast board, everybody can hear it. I got people emailing me about it.
Why do you got to talk about it? If you don't mention it, nobody's going to hear it, okay? No one is going to hear the fact that you may have a technical problem if you don't mention it. If you mention it, Phil, and this is what I've been trying to tell you, if you mention stuff like that, then people are going to notice it. If you don't mention it, people will not notice it. That's what I have always said to you, and that's what I've always tried to get through to you. But people are not going to notice.
Hold on for a minute. What was that?
What are you doing?
What?
What did you do?
What did I do? Did you hear that?
Don't pay any attention to it.
Not supposed to say nothing, man. Say what?
Don't say nothing, and everybody's going to miss it.
Are you guys doing this on purpose?
I'm telling you, going on here and talking about how there's noises and you can't get anything fixed, the audience then notices it. If you don't say anything, they won't notice it. Okay? So how you been, Phil?
I heard it again. What is that?
He told you don't notice it and everything else.
Will you listen to Robert? Don't notice it.
Don't notice what?
There you go.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I heard the noise. I heard what sounded like a blender.
I didn't hear it. Did you hear it? Robert, what'd you hear?
I didn't hear nothing.
Okay, I get it.
That's my boy. Now you get it, see? So let's say you're interviewing me. You're interviewing David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. How's it going, Phil?
Lousy.
Why?
Well, because a lot of my equipment makes noises. And I really don't like the way it sounds. And like right there, do you hear that?
No, I don't hear a thing.
Yes, you do, because I just turned it on.
Nope, didn't hear a thing.
What about you, Robert?
I don't hear nothing either.
How am I supposed to do that?
Will you just follow along with a game plan? I'm David G. Hall. I'm going to be interviewed by Phil Hendry. Go.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil, and everything is fantastic. And business is up, and we're coming out of the recession. And I got to tell you, it's a beautiful thing.
That's right. By the way, I can't hear you.
Really? You can't hear me? Why?
Because there's that noise.
Nope, no noise. Boy, you're really blowing it, man.
But, man, what don't you get about not hearing the noise?
I heard it. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and talk.
What did you want me to, I don't understand.
What do you want to talk about?
Go ahead and talk, man. If you want me to ignore the noise, I'll ignore the noise.
There you go. All right, Phil, let's see. Obviously, we can lie, too. Hey, Phil, you're going to make a whole lot of money this year. And I can tell you what, you're going to make a lot of money this year. How do you feel about that?
I think you're a liar.
Think I'm a liar? Well, I'm not. I'm David G. Hall.
Thank you.
Now, man, all you got to do is do that.
Oh, will you knock it off, man? You can't ignore stuff. If it's there, it's there. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it, okay? Like, for instance, one of the things that we have to deal with that we can't do anything about not dealing with is more Mel Gibson news. Yay! Mel Gibson tapes handed over. Ex-wife declares support. Ex-wife declares support. So let's see what's going on. Mel Gibson, the latest I heard today, was that maybe these tapes were being somehow, manipulated, as Bud would say. burned down the house. Here's one. The now famous Mel Gibson tapes have been given to detectives investigating the star. Los Angeles County spokesman Steve Whitmore told AP today that detectives received the recordings this morning after a closed court hearing attended by lawyers for Gibson and his ex-girlfriend Oksana Grigoreva. All of the attorneys declined comment. TMZ reports that Whitmore says detectives also want to talk to Gibson, but have not gotten an answer as to whether that'll happen. The site also reports that Mel's ex-wife, Robin, has filed a written sworn declaration to the court that says Mel never engaged in any physical abuse of any kind toward me before, during, or after our marriage. Yesterday, a fourth tape was posted by RadarOnline.com. In it, Gibson is irate that Grigoreva fell asleep before giving him oral sex and joining him in a jacuzzi.
Last night, I should have woke you up and said, "F*** me, bitch." I should have woken you up and said, "F*** me." You would have liked that better, yeah? You need to sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why did you have to wait?
You said...
Did you go to that jacuzzi?
I'm afraid it's dark outside.
F*** it.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited and waited, like 2.5 f***ing minutes. You're f***ing snoring. Don't you dare wait. You're blaming me right now. Now I'm blaming you. You went to sleep.
I don't blame you.
I deserve to be first for the f***ing jacuzzi.
Every woman wants to hear that. Before you fall asleep, you're supposed to come in here and... me. Here's Gibson threatening to set fire to her home and then argues about whom is more in need of a therapist.
I'll burn the house down, but me first. How dare you? How dare you? You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever speak to him. Find your own therapist. Because you got problems more than me.
You need medication.
You gotta push my buttons. And it is not going to work with us. It's not. I can't get like this anymore.
What are you, in Braveheart? Anyway, in tapes released today, Gibson reveals he's in financial trouble because of Grigoreva.
You offend me. And you don't care about anyone but yourself. And your stupid failed career. And it's ruined us. Because you can't get that. You wanted the dress from. I can't believe you asked for that. And the tickets in the Lakers box, I got rid of the box. And now nobody gets tickets because of you. I had to sell them.
Why is it because of me? Why is it because of me? What kind of is this?
I sold it because of you. I don't have any money. I have to support you and everybody else. I have to sell paintings.
Well, maybe it's because of them. Maybe.
The Lakers game.
Well, maybe it's because of others that you sold it. Why are you blaming it on me?
Did you ask for that when you know what kind of trouble I'm in?
You remember what I told you the other night about this is a man who's frightened, and I recognize this kind of fear, and I knew that there were guys listening to the show that also recognize that kind of anger. It's coming from fear, and I don't know whether I said this the other night, but it's almost difficult to imagine in the case of a Mel Gibson, but when a guy gets that pissed off at a woman, it's about fear, and that fear is generally about him losing his place, losing his position, losing himself, and it's got to do with money. This chick's costing him money, his ex-wife is costing him money, and as much bread as we think he makes, he's looking at his life slipping away. All right, we're going to come back here to world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Bud with news, the Bud News, next, I guess.
Yeah, the Bud News.
All right, the Bud News, next.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
And now the Phil Hendry Show presents Bud News with Bud Dickman. And correspondents around the world. Here now, from our studios in Los Angeles, Bud Dickman.
Hey. I'm Bud Dickman. the people in a place called a Senate is gonna have President Obama is not gonna like it at all. What he's gonna do. And in another piece of news, there's a ship that sunk. And the another one about the people on the Senate, they are gonna vote on something.
More news now with Bob Dickman.
Also, a judge, he's gonna say that Susan Bolton, she's gonna hear about an immigrant and immigrations. And in Bud Dickman, this is a Bud Dickman news too, if you don't know about it. But in a Bud Dickman news, there's gonna be a drug and some diet pills. These people are talking about diet pills and everything.
More news with Bud Dickman.
This is a story. There's Mexicans. And this is a story. There's a Mexican. And there's police, too.
More news with Bud Dickman.
Goldman. And they're going to pay billions and billions because of a fraud. A guy was a fraud. Mel Gibson he screamed and everything at his girlfriend, and there's tapes on about it if Mr. Hendry will play.
More news with Bud Dickman.
There's a mosque in a zero, in ground zero. They found it. They found a mosque in ground zero, is what it says. Also, there's going to be ABC News and Jill Zuckman. She said there's going to have a bunch of money that they're going to pay for a road that there was a road they wanted to build. And then a man put a dummy, and he put a dummy on his porch. A man put a dummy on a porch.
Bud Dickman News continues.
That's all the time we have, Bud Dickman.
Well, you can keep doing it.
Yeah, but the music ran out.
All right, well, we'll just play it again, man. Here's the music. Oh, shoot. Here's the music.
But you don't do it like that.
What?
You don't go, here's the music.
All right, let me start all over. Here's now Bud Dickman News with Bud Dickman.
Mel Gibson's going to be admitted into court. They're going to admit it. Or he admitted, yeah, he admitted it. There's border agents and a man. There's a border agent that says he knows Lindsay Lohan. And then there's a dummy, or this is the same dummy that's on the porch. There's no new news about a dummy. And then digital drugs at Mustang High School have experts warning of a slippery slope. And then there's some white students are being racist, or no, somebody got racist on a white man. That's it. And then the last news of Bud Dickman, there's a Social Security, and there's news about that, too.
This has been Bud Dickman News. Next news update when news happens.
I'm Bud Dickman, and remember,
you use me, I will never forget you.
I'm Bud Dickman.
That's very nice touch at the end there, Bud.
I liked it.
All right, there's Bud News.
What's so funny?
Nothing, man. You know, I got to tell you something, Bud. I'd rather listen to you doing the news than anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that, man.
The way you do the news, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with the world, man. I just think there's something wrong with you.
Shut up. No, come on. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Tomorrow is a fairly significant day for Apple. You know, I don't want to get into a whole lot of geek talk. I will tell you this. Apple has scheduled a press conference, and that's for tomorrow, and that is to address problems with the new iPhone 4. Now, what is the iPhone 4? Now, you probably have heard me say, well, I have the iPhone. That's the old one. I have just the old one. I got the one. My iPhone's not more than 5 months old, and it's already, like, technologically out of date. But I love my iPhone, and I don't need a new iPhone. I don't give a damn how new the iPhone 4 is. But the iPhone 4 came out, and a lot of people bought it. As well they will, and you know that that's going to happen. Some people love Apple products. Some people ran out and got that iPad. I haven't heard a good thing said yet about the iPad. I haven't heard anything about the iPad being necessarily an inefficient or a malfunctioning piece of equipment. I just haven't heard anybody tell me, oh, you got to have this because this is the greatest thing. I knew that iPad was in trouble in terms of its overall reputation when the first thing I heard, the experts that they got on TV to talk about the iPad, right?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, oh, you know, look at this. If you're a grandparent, look at how easy the pictures are.
Yeah, who cares about that?
That was my point. So I was thinking, that's it? I mean, that's what you got to recommend the iPad? If I'm a grandparent, I can access pictures of my grandkids? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't even know nobody that got one, but I don't know nobody don't like them either.
I don't know anybody in life. I'm not going to get one. I don't care about it. I use a laptop and everything.
You got that Apple notebook, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now they have this iPhone 4. Well, guess what? They've had a problem with it, and here's the problem. It has been nicknamed by the bloggers and the just cats online. It's been nicknamed the death grip. What happens is this. There's an antenna on the new iPhone 4 built into the phone, built into the body of the phone, that somehow, in the opinion of people, and I guess we'll hear more about this tomorrow, that when your hand, if you're holding a phone, and if you've seen the iPhone, those of you who are watching on our video cast, there's my iPhone. If I'm holding the phone, if say this is an iPhone 4, if I'm holding it, and you see how my hand is covering up it should be actually like this. You see how my hand is covering up the lower left of the phone? That cuts off, they say, an internal antenna and causes phone calls to drop.
Oh, maybe they're just holding like a retard.
Let me see that.
See?
Yeah, man, they hold it like they're a retard. Or Mrs. Gray, she calls it a retard.
Oh, did she call and say it's retard? I don't want to hear either one of you guys use that word. You understand?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
I don't care if Mrs. Gray calls and says it's cool if it's retard. The fact is, what do you mean they're holding it like that?
I mean, how stupid is that, man? Can't you hold your phone like that?
Well, they're saying that some people grip it like this at the bottom of the phone. It's covering up the lower left-hand part of the iPhone 4, and they're saying because of that, that's what bloggers are saying, it's cutting off the antenna and it's causing it to drop phone calls. There are a few technical people who do agree that this is the problem, and this is what I call the real chicken crap, man, of modern life. Somebody has already mounted a class action lawsuit. Now, let me ask a question here at this particular junction. Let's say that the phone is malfunctioning. What do you mean a class action lawsuit, man? I mean, what is that about?
Well, they're going to sue because what if a guy is on the phone and it drops off?
So what if it drops off, man? Are you trying to tell me that some guy, what class action lawsuit?
He could be on a hospital phone, on the phone at a hospital, get an ambulance.
Well, what about that?
You know something, man? I don't think, if I was a judge here and I'd say, what are you suing for? Well, the design of this phone is so crappy that when I was using it, I was calling an ambulance because my wife was dying and it dropped the call to the ambulance. So therefore, I am suing Apple for their crap can design. And are you blaming them for the death of your wife? No, I won't go that far. But I'll just say that because of their design, excuse me, I'm suing them. I can't feature that, man, unless they have some kind of a claim like that,
which I'm sure they're going to find somebody. I just think, you talk about frivolous. Now, some people may think that, well, now, Mr. Henry, this is a major piece of technology that was well advertised, that Apple may have advertised it. Apple may have said it's the greatest thing since canned beer. Apple may have said everything is this and everything is that. And then they bring it out, and the thing screws up, and guess what? You get your money back, you get a new product, you get it fixed. It happens. Buyer beware.
What's that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. What do you mean, buyer beware?
Buyer beware. What do you think it means?
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean? It means when you go in and you buy something, that it is incumbent upon you, the buyer, to recognize the possible problems extant in purchasing something for the first time from someone. That product that you buy could very well be faulty in a million different ways. Now, yes, they have to guarantee a certain level of quality, and they do. That's why you get your money back. That's why they fix it at no charge. That's why they have a variety of warranties and plans so that you can access those things. You understand what I'm saying?
No, well, yeah, but you're trying to weasel out of it. You're worming out of it.
Yeah, you're getting a little slimy. I mean,
I'm not getting slimy about anything, man. I'm telling you. I'm just going to say this. Tomorrow morning, I think it's tomorrow morning, on the West Coast, there's going to be a press conference. Now, here's the part that I wanted to tell you guys, but I got sidetracked by Tweedledee and Tweedledum here.
I didn't do anything. You're talking about Apple.
Just shut up for a minute, okay? First of all, people have been speculating, and we've been getting some really rotten information, too, about a massive recall of iPhones. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
I don't know, man. You better watch out about that.
I'm telling you right now, they're not going to have a massive recall of the iPhone. Ain't going to happen. Now, they got a surprise press conference about the iPhone, sparking rumors that's about to issue a recall device. I saw a report that it's not going to happen, and this was a report that came from Microsoft. Okay? Now, Microsoft, if they thought there was going to be a recall of Apple phones, they'd say it. If they thought that it was not going to happen at all, they wouldn't come out and say, they had some poll on their homepage. Steve Jobs or whoever the hell is going to come out and not announce a recall. It's like a multiple choice. It was supposed to be funny, but anyway. Analysts say Apple's created a public relations headache for itself by appearing to dismiss or ignore the problem, allowing a minor issue to turn into headline news. Although most analysts believe a recall of the device is unlikely, a growing number have urged Apple to resolve the matter, perhaps by offering free iPhone cases. Well, that's going to help, which appear to solve the problem. iPhone cases. So you put it in a case. Wait, I can't wait to hear this press conference. I'm going to tell you something right now. They're going to tell people, first of all, I'd like to know how widespread it is. And I bet you it isn't all that widespread. This is something that has been ratcheted up for reasons beyond just the technical reliability of this device. All right, we're going to come back here. 13 interesting sex facts. How about that, bud?
Yeah, I can use that.
I'll bet. 877-876-PHIL. Plus, we'll tell you why July is the worst time of the year to get sick. Here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. And that's where you go to get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video, listen to our live streaming audio, also have access to all of our archives, years and years and hours, hundreds, if not thousands. Well, I have to say it's thousands of hours, because I can tell you that in loading in just the year 2001, which is a new series of archive tapes that we are working on putting into our archives, that's hundreds of man hours. So that's just 1 year. So we're talking thousands and thousands of hours of recorded material, and it's all going to be converted to download. So, you know, it's the greatest deal in terms of entertainment. We got the greatest, deepest archive of radio comedy anywhere. It's philhendryshow.com, so check it out. Get a backstage pass. Now, I want to tell you, Here's a story that I missed, and I really wanted to get into this. Larry King's Tea Party discussion predictably, entertainingly leads to a meltdown. This is the opinion of Colby Hall at a new website called Mediaite, or Mediaite, you know. Dan Abrams from MSNBC, I think Dan's from MSNBC, he's also from Court TV, he's had a hand in starting this site, and they are kind of a media review site. Only Larry King was not there. Stephanie Miller was hosting the show. And I think Stephanie's funny, and you guys have, you've heard me, you know, sing her praises and everything.
Yeah, she said teabagger and everything.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? No, it ain't. That's why I was shocked. It's like Bill Maher saying, hey, Obama, why don't you act like a black president? You know, like hack and dull. Well, Stephanie bringing up teabagger. Anyway, with the Tea Party movement help, or will the Tea Party movement help or hurt the GOP in the coming midterm elections? This was the discussion on Larry King Live last night, particularly in light of a Tea Party billboard that recently showed up in Iowa that likened President Obama to Lenin and Adolf Hitler. That is so ignorant. It's just so stupid. This is, you want to know why the Tea Party is hurting conservatives and the Republicans? Stuff like that. You guys are not. Seriously, you are not going to hold on any kind of power with that kind of stupidity. Argue the issues. Don't be stupid. Don't be like the very liberals and progressives you don't like. Don't be like them. Don't be facile. Don't be ignorant. Don't be trivial. Get into some of the substance. And this stuff. All right. So anyway, predictably, the discussion was less of what's up, bud?
What are you getting all like? What are you all of a sudden, Mr. Dennis Larson or something?
Yeah.
Who's Dennis Larson?
You know that, or like a conservative, like Dennis Prager.
Oh, shut up.
Well, y'all like, hey, don't do this, don't do it. Just do the story.
Hey, I'll do what I want to do, okay?
Come on, man, do it.
You do comedy. Don't start making all kinds of speeches and everything.
Fine. Predictably, the discussion was less of an enlightening exchange of ideas, but rather a maddening and entertaining meltdown of soundbite accusations and jabs between two obstinate sides in the debate. At one point, one of the guests told another to shut her mouth. Is this your Larry King hat on as his guest from the right, the conservative columnist and former presidential speechwriter Ben Stein, as well as co-founder of the St. Louis Tea Party and radio host Dana Loesch, representing the left, talk show host Stephanie Miller, and Nancy Giles, a social commentator and performer who isn't funny? Stephanie is, but Nancy isn't. Here is the, first of all, after talk show, Stephanie Miller uses the term teabagger. Tea Party member Dana Loesch takes issue.
I think Stephanie's comment about teabaggers, what are we, on the playground here? I mean, seriously, we're on Larry King's show. Let's keep it classy. My whole thing about this is that...
They teabaggers.
No, they don't. I was actually talking about your comment, but I'm not done talking, so... When the Tea Party movement sees the kooks within its own party, they get drummed out, if there are any. This billboard, maybe it went a little bit too extreme. Maybe it went a little bit too far beyond the bounds of good taste. Stephanie, I'm not done, sweetie. Maybe it went a little bit beyond the bounds of good taste.
All right, now, social commentator, whatever that is, Nancy Giles gets into it with Loesch.
Wait a minute.
Let's get Nancy Giles. Nancy, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, where is the Tea Party's outrage when members of their own party spit on members of the United States?
That was proof false.
You know
Let's
what?
Not
it wasn't
defamation
proof
and libel.
Excuse me,
that.
I'm talking, so shut your mouth.
Well, be Where honest we, when you speak,
me.
And I won't have to interrupt
excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Be
please
truthful
be quiet.
And I won't have to.
Hey, be quiet. Where were you
speak
guys when. You know, Larry, can you just turn off her mic? This is ridiculous.
No, all no, I'm no. saying I'll is. I'll run the show, Nancy. Go ahead.
I'm
right
so
on.
Sorry.
Right on, Larry.
I'll run the show, Nancy.
Larry, can you have you gotten your nebulizer today? Or
I'm fine.
Well, now look. Here's where this is at. That's the silliest thing I would have said to either Dana or to Nancy or to Stephanie. I would have said, "Would you like to see teabagging demonstrated?" Huh? How about that?
It was ugly.
Because that's what I'm going to do here in 5 seconds. That's what Larry should have said.
Yeah, Larry should have said, "I'm going to teabag you."
Shut up. God, man.
Come on, man. I want to give it away.
That would have been hysterical if Larry King was said, that's the way he could have shut everybody up. Say, okay, Stephanie Miller and everybody, watch this. I'm going to teabag Nancy Giles. And I'm,
well, you shut up, bud. God, man.
Dude, we're going to get sued, man.
What they going to sue us for?
I could get kicked off the air with your big fat mouth. Speaking of being kicked off the air, the Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Ranch, technical director Charles Wagon. Our screener tonight has been Dan Northcraft. Until tomorrow night, later, and greater. PhilHenryShow.com.
That'd be hysterical.
Phil Hendry.